now, you might remember that music. If you're of a certain age, I'm sure that my guest in the studio, who now can't hear that music, but it's from a series called Mr. Ben. Simon from Piccolo, do you remember Mr. Ben?
I love Mr. Ben.
There we go. I've got the music playing in the background, you see. It's the spooky music. Remember, you used to go off and do the adventures somewhere, and they used to play that music. I'm going to send it to you. You can play it in the shop.
I'd really like to have that on the playlist, actually. It's probably better than Taylor Swift.
Most things are probably better than Taylor Swift. Now, I'm joined by Simon Wilson from Piccola. As you know, it's been my guest in the studio and on Bob's show as well on a Thursday. And Piccola are a shop based in the High Street in Brentwood, and they've been there since, they've been in business since 1966. They've got children's toys, clothing, and it's also a bookshop as well. They do sell online, so if you can't make it to the shop, you can have a look online, or the W is piccola.co.uk, and they have proper toys.
I'd like to think so.
Yeah.
Ours certainly don't break on Boxing Day, that's for sure.
So tell us about the items you've got in today.
Well, we've got some really good stuff today. This one has only been with us for maybe about a week now, but already it's just flying out. It's a really, really cool thing. So basically it's like a shooting gallery, but with a water pistol. So if you can imagine, they're a little sort of almost like golf tees on a sort of gallery, where each of the tees has a little ball on top, some small, some larger, and for each ball you can shoot off with the water pistol, you get some points. I thought you might want to have a go.
Is it got water in it?
Oh, there's water in there for you.
You're going to stand right where you are, are you?
I'm getting out of the way, because this water pistol isn't like most water. Some of them will have a little dribble out. This one is really high-powered.
Right, I'm going to give this a go. Water and equipment, if it does hear a little bit of crackling, that'll be because I've blown something up. Right, I'm going to go for the biggest balloon. I'm not talking about myself. Oh.
Yes!
Hey, I've done... we pretend I didn't do that in the studio, but... It is quite powerful, isn't it? How long is the spray on that beam?
Well, I think you can stand from quite a long way away. Obviously, make it a little bit more difficult once you've mastered it. I mean, it is quite a decent water pistol. I mean, obviously, these days you have those Nerf guns which will fly for 200 yards, but this is a more traditional water pistol. But what children really like is the idea that you can knock the balls off and get some points and beat Dad. And then, you know, when you've done that, you just squirt Dad as well.
Yeah.
Why not?
Is that wooden as well?
Most of this one is more sort of plastic and sort of other materials.
Yeah.
But what we liked about it was just that it's different. There's a real fun element to it. You don't see toys like this very often.
Yeah.
So when we saw it in France, we had to bring it over. Mm-hmm. We are... I believe the first shop in the UK to have it.
And also very good, not just in the summer, but in the winter if children are in the bath as well. Because, you know, sometimes it is difficult to keep kids in the bath because they want their toys. You can put that on the side or the end of the bath and they can use the water pistol.
That's a really good idea.
Yeah. Again, these ideas, and I don't have kids, so I don't understand.
Yeah, I think you must have a child's mentality.
Yes, well, we can say that.
The other good thing about it, obviously, is that there are numbers on there, so so there is an element of adding up, and so you know there is some educational value to it as well. But it is great fun, as all the best educational toys are.
And how much is this one?
Ooh, do you know what? I can't remember. I believe it's about $12.99.
Yeah.
So it's not a really expensive one. It's a good one you can put in the bottom of the stocking and have a really lovely surprise with the last gift. You know, it's a if you've got that sort of child who loves a bit of mischief and loves a bit of a shoot up, this is absolutely 100% the toy to buy.
And don't, maybe a handy hint, don't fill the water pistol up when you give them the stocking, so that you wake up, the first thing you get is a spray of a water pistol in your face about 3 o'clock in the morning on Christmas Day. Now that is a good idea, isn't it?
Someone should invent that toy too. I'll just move this one aside, trying not
take
to dislodge
from
the
me, blue. I could attack you anyway.
Yeah, I could see that coming. So this is kind of a twist on those banks that we used to have. You remember that when I was young, there was like a coffin and Dracula would reach his hand up and grab the coins.
Yes.
This is kind of a twist on that. We saw this one, turn him around so he's facing you. I saw this one in the Nuremberg Toy Fair, and we've actually brought this in from Hong Kong.
Mm.
So basically you put the you put the, this is a bait, we have a dog with a bowl.
Yeah.
He's a really cute dog as well.
Yeah.
So you put the coin in the bowl.
Yeah.
Like that. And the dog goes absolutely ballistic. Eating his bowl.
Oh, wow.
And pushes the coin into the box.
And it's good for kids. It's called the Doggy Bank, and it is good for kids because it's teaching them how to put, you know, obviously deal with money and have a little bit of savings, but it's a fun way to do it.
I suspect if you have a child and... I suspect they probably have a lot of savings by the time they're finished with this one.
The thing is, you can get quite... It's quite a substantial box underneath where the dog is.
Yeah.
But also, if you know somebody... See, the thing is, I would buy that for an adult because I'm always coming home with change, and in the cupboard, I've got a bowl everybody has, or a drawer, and you chuck your couple of quid in. But if you got that on the side, you'd be more than tempted. It's brilliant. Do it again.
All right, let's see it again. So we're putting a pound coin there. He's going mad with his bowl.
Oh, I like that. And he's such a cute little dog. What's the price on that one?
This one, $21.99.
Yeah. It's absolutely brilliant.
It's a really nice little Christmas gift. And again, I believe we're the only UK stockist of this product.
That is superb.
Yeah, it is really cool.
And you get the money out, there's just a bit at the bottom.
So there's just a little thing there.
Oh, that's even easier.
You haven't got to break it.
You don't have to smash. I don't like those ones sometimes. You know, you've got the ones where you put the money in, and then you've got to smash them to pieces.
Absolutely. They become like an old friend, those piggy banks, and then to get the money out, you've got to break them. I wouldn't be all that up for that either, I've got to say.
And?
Well, the pièce de résistance... Some snow.
Oh, I haven't felt this stuff. This is, you've got to go on AMSR because you'll love it. This is, people will film themselves making this, Simon. I'm telling you now, this is brilliant.
Well, if we see this on YouTube, we'll blame you.
I'm filming it and put it on YouTube. So this is basically fake snow. Now this is a fantastic idea, and again I thought of this. If you're doing the, we were talking about the cookies and the carrot, which you've got some really nice wooden items that when you go to bed you put down the glass of milk and then you put down the little bit of a carrot and Santa comes in. This is something you could put down. This is fake snow, but it doesn't come looking as fake snow. It's actually in a test tube to start off with.
Yeah, I mean it's actually very fine. You wouldn't have thought you'd get that much snow, but you would almost get like a whole drift from this one bottle.
Yeah.
But we'll make some on air, shall we?
Yes, I think we should. I'm going to feel this is lovely. It's one of those things. If you like watching kinetic sand, this is a bit like that. You sprinkle a little bit onto a plate, and then you just add a little bit of water.
So as you can see, the snow is forming.
This is really good. So you basically, as you add the water to the powder,
you just keep adding a little bit of water.
It turns into snow,
and it
looks like snow. So if you are doing the carrot and the milk, or you want to leave anything down to say that Santa's been around and his boots have been brought some snow in from the garden or wherever else, you can use this and it will still be there in the morning. It doesn't melt, it doesn't disappear until you probably hoover it up. Is that correct? And it's safe for kids.
Absolutely,
obviously.
It's 100% safe. Yeah. And actually you can reawaken it by adding water. So if it does sort of dry, you just add a bit more water and suddenly your snow will reappear again.
But that is fabulous.
There you go, ready for a snowball fight. You would make you'd be able to make a sort of cooking bowl from the one test tube, but it just gets as you add the water to it, it just gets bigger and bigger and actually becomes more lifelike.
Sorry, how much was that one again?
This one, $1.99. So a really good sort of price for Christmas. You can, you know, put that in your stocking and again, you're going to have a very happy child, I think.
Yeah, definitely. Mm. What is being the most popular in your shop at the moment? I know you said about the set for Father Christmas on Christmas Eve where you can put out the little wooden... Do you want to explain those again? Because I never get the... It's a Santa...
It's basically a Santa kit.
That's
So you basically have a little sign to hang on your door. It is all in lovely sort of reclaimed wood with a beautiful sort of Father Christmas illustration on. So when the big man is at your door, he knows to come in and bring the presents, etc. Yeah. And then when he's inside... You've got a little coaster to put and it says Santa's drink on it.
Yeah.
Again, with a little illustration, you put your coaster for his drink on there. I'm not sure what his drink of choice is these days, but mum and dad's always tend to know what to leave. And there's also another one to leave carrots for the reindeers. And obviously they're all important because they're doing all the work, aren't they?
Yeah.
I believe there's also a just a little thing to leave a little note for Father Christmas and let him know how happy you are that he's rocked up.
Yeah, that's obviously a big seller for you. What's the other main seller in the shop?
I think this year we're seeing a lot of people returning to sort of traditional play sets, like dolls' houses and castles, and we've made our prices really competitive to just sort of stay in line with online retailers, who obviously don't have our fixed costs, etc. But we've got them very competitive this year, so we're actually seeing a bit of a renaissance for those. We've actually had to have some walkie talkies to have someone upstairs ready to bring them down when someone wants one.
Yeah.
But it's really good to see that actually that people are buying these very traditional, very sort of sturdy dolls' houses and castles and play sets, garages. Mm. Which won't just last for 15 minutes after Christmas. They'll be there, ready to pass on to their own children. Hopefully, wood is a product that will last, yeah. and that's why we stock wooden toys.
Mm.
Plastic just doesn't have that durability, and they become family heirlooms almost, these toys.
Mm.